what to do with those prevent plant acres. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Winfield United. Following a record 20 million prevented plant acres across the U.S. in 2019, an unprecedented number of farmers are trying to put together a plan for those fields outside their normal rotation. Winfield United agronomist John Zook provides some insight on what to do with those acres next on Brownfield.
2019 wasn't easy. The economy gave us fits. The weather gave us floods. We got hit hard. It's time for farmers to hit back. Winfield United has tools to give you the edge. Our Advanced Acre Prescription Program gives you the best recommendations for the way you farm. Follow the plan, get 95% of your APH, or get money back. If not, we'll eat the cost and the humble pie. Not crow. Eating crow is disgusting. Winfield United is with you from planting season until the last crop is harvested. 2019 is over. Awesome. Let's step up to a better future. The Winfield United Advanced Acre Prescription Program. Learn about this limited release program at winfieldunited.com. See agreement for more details. Target percentage of APH varies by plant.
Winfield United agronomist John Zook says as farmers consider what to do with prevent plant acres in 2020, they must first look back to what was or was not done in 2019.
Was it just truly prevent plant? We didn't touch it. Had it been, were the weeds controlled across it? Knowing those issues might allow the agronomist to formulate a better answer to say, hey, this is the right crop to put there, or if this is the crop I'm putting there, here's the right plan. A few of the watchouts maybe would be if it got fertilizer in fall of 2018 and I didn't have a crop there in 2019, then do I still need to put fertilizer for my 2020 crop? And I'm getting that question a lot now, and in some cases, we just better make sure that we know that fertilizer goes into a bank and it's stored in the soil, but because that soil hasn't been growing a crop on it for a whole year, how is that going to respond in giving that fertilizer back to the crop? So having those types of conversations are really good starting spots of how do we manage going forward into 2020.
He tells Brownfield a high number of prevent plant acres in 2013 helped shed light on what to expect this year.
And what we learned there is, I mean, the first thing that you have to focus on is which nutrient are you truly dealing with. If it's a mobile nutrient like nitrogen, sulfur, a year goes by and the likelihood of you of retaining those nutrients is probably likely lost. So reapplication of those nutrients is most definitely needed. The other conversation with the phosphorus and potassium is if we're talking about general fertility, I think I'd have to go back and look at some soil test levels to see what my soil test levels were initially to see what the application was made. And then I'd ask questions of, did we have a weed crop out there in 2019? Did we have a cover crop of some sort? And so where might those nutrients be in the profile as to where the crop is going to access them in 2020?
And Zook recommends a starter fertilizer for corn on prevent plant acres and says be on top of your weed game if planting soybeans.
There are some specific criteria with corn if you're rotating in out of prevent plant versus if you're picking soybeans and rotating out of prevent plant.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Winfield United.